You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are full. Oh, one person just dropped off.
Oh, liar.
They're mostly full.
They're almost there.
Minus one. We're going to chat with Kevin here. Hey, Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Did you hear what he just asked us?
Yes. How you guys doing? We have one woman who is listening that hates it when people ask us that.
She wishes that you would not ask us that question.
Well, why can't I ask you how your morning's going?
No, that's what we said. We're fine with it. Who cares?
No. Just in honor of that, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. Wait a second. I'm going to put you on hold. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to start the conversation off again. And I want you to have a different question for us, okay? A different question. Hold on.
All right.
So I'm going to give them to a count of about seven to think of a different question.
Time to play Rattle Off. Look at that. Our lines are full.
Almost full. Hey.
Great prize today. All right. It's going
to
be fun.
And Rattle Off is brought to you by the Colorado Lottery. All right. Here's Kevin on the phone. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. What's today looking like for you guys?
That's what you came up with?
Hey, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm before my coffee.
Dude, you're talking to two guys that get up at like 3:30 in the morning, so
we don't want to hear that app. We don't want to hear your 9 o'clock excuse, you lazy bum.
It's lunchtime for us.
I was hoping it would be like, hey Kevin, welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show, and you go, hey guys, what's the capital of Bolivia?
Right.
I should have gotten some sort of a background on there.
Well, next time you call for something, you'll be ready.
You'll be ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we are doing good today.
Yeah, we're doing great. I want to know what you're doing this weekend that's going to be so fun, Kevin. What's the big plans?
Quarantining up until Monday, and then I'm driving out to California with my wife to see my whole family that I haven't seen in 2 years. So,
oh wow, yeah.
Really looking forward to that.
That's good.
Yeah, buddy. Well, listen.
Good luck.
Happy trails to you.
Stay safe. Yeah.
Drive carefully.
Hopefully, they're quarantining too, so you don't just go out there and get it and then come back.
They are. Yeah, I actually get to meet my brand new niece. So that's a cool thing.
That's very cool.
That's cute.
I actually feel like a lot of people are taking this holiday more serious than Thanksgiving, because I've heard about so many people who the past like week and a half or two have really limited everything that they were doing just so they could spend a little time with somebody at Christmas. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
I hope.
I heard Thanksgiving wasn't worth it, so you didn't have to spend Christmas in the ICU. So
yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. Right. Hey, what kind of vehicle are you driving out there to California?
Jeep Compass. So,
all right.
Nice little gas guzzler. We'll have to stop every...
Yeah, not real big. Is it just the two of you?
Yeah, it's just the two of us and our dog.
Oh, you'll be fine then.
Dogs. Got dogs.
Dog.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready? You ready, Kevin?
I'm ready. Totally.
All right. 10 seconds. We're looking for 5 activities that you do in the snow. 5 activities that are done in the snow. Whether you're a kid or an adult. Oh, wait. Oh, slow down.
You'll hear.
Ready and go.
Snowball fights, sledding, building a snowman, building a snow angel.
You know what? You're out of time. You got 4. You live in Colorado, and you did not say skiing or snowboarding.
No.
Well, I didn't know I was out of time yet. Shoot.
Darn it. It goes quick, huh?
Faster.
Oh, listen. You're a good sport. Okay. Thanks for playing along with us, and I hope you have a safe and happy holiday, okay?
Thank you. Merry Christmas, guys. Have a good one.
You too,
you
Kev.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much. I thought he'd get that.
I know. It was an easy one.
Cassie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Cassie.
Hey,
What's your big plans for this weekend?
I'm a third-party delivery driver, so I deliver people's food.
Well, that's good. I mean, people need that right now.
You ever open up the bag or the box and take a little nibble of a fry?
Mm.
Absolutely not. event. There's like a Facebook group that talks about all the bad delivery drivers, and I've read about delivery drivers that do that, but I'm actually a 5-star driver.
Whoa.
So yeah, but if you did it so that nobody would ever know, it wouldn't ding your 5 stars.
You just bring your own stapler or roll of tape or whatever, and you tape it back up.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's Corona time. I can't be digging my fingers into people's stuff.
I like you.
Assume that there was no coronavirus and this was just like a year ago.
And we're talking
would you
like
be tempted to like just one French
like
fry?
Or a nugget, like a Chick-fil-A nugget. I mean, how can you pass that up?
Here's the thing, I'm a vegan, so most of the crap that I deliver is not vegan. There's like three legit vegan restaurants in Denver.
Now, that's funny.
That's a perfect job for you, then.
That is funny. Good for you. No temptation whatsoever.
You will never be tempted.
She's more likely to eat the box that the food is coming in than the
right.
food.
That bag looks delicious.
Vegan food.
All right, you ready to play Rattle Off?
I'm ready.
Okay, so what we're looking for here are... You know, Jeremy was talking again in trending about Tom Cruise. So whenever we ask for movies by a certain actor, you're only allowed to do one per franchise. So like one Indiana Jones, one Star Wars, blah, blah. But I need 5 Tom Cruise movies, only one per franchise. Can you come up with 5 TC movies? Ready and go.
Can't. I lose. By default, Sorry.
You're just already out, huh?
Wow, that's it, huh?
Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't want to.
You don't know? You've never heard of, like, Top Gun?
Never heard of that? Or?
No.
Mission Impossible? You never heard of
Risky
that?
Business?
I didn't see any of that stuff.
That's all right.
What kind of movies do you watch?
Nothing. I'm a book person.
Well, I can't be
good.
Mad at that.
Yeah, that's great.
What are you reading right now, Cassie?
I'm rereading the Harry Potters. My younger brother's super into them, so we're reading them together.
Okay.
That's fun.
Well, listen, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a safe and happy weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. When she was like, I don't watch movies, I'm a book person. When I asked her what she was reading, I thought she was going to come up with something like...
Oh, you know, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cool. Hey, that's cool. I like
Whatever.
The Harry Potter
Still
books.
Reading.
Good morning, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're so good, Jane.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're good.
We're so good.
Really good.
What are you doing this weekend?
Not a thing. I'm sleeping.
All weekend?
I'm going to try. It's been a long week.
Why? Mm-hmm. How come?
Just lots of work. Trying to get everything done before the holidays.
Yeah,
the week before kind of sucks, doesn't it?
But you know, it all seems to always work out, doesn't it?
It does.
It works out. It'll always work out.
Yeah. It will.
Well, good. We need to get a winner. We don't have a winner yet. You ready to win?
I'm going to try.
10 seconds. Let's find out if you're a lush. Jane, I need 5 mixed drinks or cocktails. Mm. 5 different mixed drinks or cocktails. Whichever term you want to use. In 10 seconds, ready and go.
Tequila sunrise, margarita, daiquiri, martini, vodka and ice, vodka and water.
Yeah, I wasn't going to just accept tequila.
Correct, but you ended with the vodka.
But then she kept
water.
Going.
I said tequila sunrise.
Yeah, you did after. You said tequila and then tequila sunrise.
Tequila, we were going to throw that one out, so that's why I always tell people to keep going, and you did, and you're a sort of winner!
Because the 5th was vodka ice, but...
I
know. It's vodka and water.
Yeah, and vodka water. And vodka ice, which essentially
becomes
the same
water.
Thing.
It's a mix. I don't drink, so it was a hard
Boy,
one.
Boy, are we being generous today. It's the holiday season. Do-de-do. Okay.
The thing is, if I tell her vodka and water is not a mixed drink,
I mean, you're mixing water.
We'll have some bartender call us up and scream at us. Right? You don't drink anything?
Not alcohol, though.
Okay. That's all right. I'll have yours.
You're a champion today. Did you know that?
Yay for you.
Yeah, way to go.
Yay for me.
If you will please stand by, Josh will tell you all about your prize, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
I still feel like we're going to get an email either way about that one.
Well, what can we do?
What can we do?
The game is over, everyone. Settle down.